I'm Chris Gemmelli from WBFO. I'm here with Jeff Kelly, the editor at Art Voice, for our monthly press pass. Jeff, there's been a talk about a change in leadership with the Buffalo Common Council. It appears that Darius Pridgen is very likely to become the president of the council in a January vote.
Yes, that's a pretty much a done deal. That's what will happen when the new year comes and the Common Council holds its reorganization. Apparently, about a couple of weeks ago, we learned that Darius Pridgen, the Ellicott District Councilman, pretty much orchestrated a unanimous vote to replace Rich Fontana as Common Council President.
What was the need for this, in a sense? You say he orchestrated this change. Was Fontana going to be voted out of that position already, or was...
No, I think this came as a surprise to Rich Fontana. I think he intended to continue as Common Council President, a position that he had ascended to sort of by switching teams. Fontana had been part of a Common Council majority that was often at odds with the mayor. But there were some changes in the makeup of the Common Council and its membership, which weakened that majority and made it possible for him essentially to defect to the other team, which is more friendly to the mayor, and with their votes and his own, become Common Council President. I think he thought that he would probably stay in that position, but as it turns out, Darius Pridgen had other ideas, and I believe the mayor's office is probably involved in this change too.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the mayor, because along with this potential change in leadership with the Common Council, there seems to be a rumor bubbling up from the ground that the mayor may be considering leaving his post.
Well, and these rumors always surround Byron Brown and probably surround all sitting mayors. In past years, his name has come to the surface whenever a sort of prestigious vacancy is open. The two current rumors are that he might become Andrew Cuomo's candidate for lieutenant governor when Cuomo runs for re-election next year, which means he would not fill out his term. And the Common Council president, his close ally Darius Pridgen, would become interim mayor. Which is a terrific position from which to run for mayor when you have to.
Right, right. Thus, the manipulations of possibly Byron Brown working with Darius Pridgen to get into that position.
Sure, exactly. You have someone from your own political camp sort of filling the vacancy that you leave behind, mm-hmm. so that your team can, you know, is strong on multiple levels.
And they both have a background in the grassroots organization.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And the other rumor is that for whatever reason, maybe Congressman Brian Higgins will pursue some new job, in which case Byron Brown, who has long harbored ambitions to run for U.S. Congress, might step in and run in that district, a district in which his political organization would do him, you know, put him in good stead. You know, the grassroots is really good at mobilizing the vote, and that whole district, you know, he would be a formidable candidate.
Is there any word as to what Higgins may be pursuing?
That I'm not sure about. I've heard a few rumors, but I think they should stay rumors for now.
Okay. All right. Now, if Pridgen does take over the leadership of the council, and let's say Brown does stick around as mayor, how does this shape the council? Is the council then in majority behind the mayor?
Yes, as it has been for the last year. He's got a pretty strong majority there now. The only sort of minority voices, the people on the outside, are Councilman Mike Lucurto of the Delaware District and the former Common Council President, the president who was displaced by Rich Fontana, Dave Franzek from the Fillmore District. Those two continue to be a sort of minority of two. The other seven council members are more or less most of the time on the same page, with the understanding that different common councilmen have priorities attached to their districts. They are not always, they don't exactly walk in lockstep. But you can say that those seven generally are aligned with the mayor, and whereas Franzek and Lucurto are generally more willing to buck his wishes.
And we'll find out more about that in January after that vote. Well, it is the season of giving, but unfortunately, we just learned that something was taken away from not just the people of Buffalo, but the music world.
Yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, Buffalo and the music world nationally was given a great gift in the sort of renaissance of the career of Boyd Lee Dunlop, a terrific and long-standing fixture on the local music scene. He's a jazz pianist. And a couple of years ago, with the help of his friend Brendan Bannon and a producer named Alan Farmello, who's from Buffalo but based in Brooklyn now, he recorded his first two records as a featured artist, and they were terrific. He was 85 when the first record was made, 86 when the second record was made, and this past Friday he died at the age of 87.
Unbelievable that he resurfaced at such an age, still had the energy, the drive, and the vision.
A really powerful talent, still finely tuned, still strong, an amazing musical imagination informed by a long career. He was sort of a walking history of American jazz in the 20th century.
And I had the great pleasure of getting the opportunity to interview him, and he is a personality that you can't resist and will always remember. Just a really, really wonderful man.
Yeah, he was.
Do you have any predictions as we look toward 2014? Any predictions of the local political field or the entertainment field, anything in particular?
I've often felt that it's foolish for someone in my job to make predictions. At election time, we're always asked to, and I always say no, only because in the past I have said yes, and I've almost always been wrong. I think that let's look on the cultural front instead of politics. I think one thing to really look at in the next year, I believe that two of our leading arts organizations, the Birchfield Penny and the Albright Knox, they've really been, I think they're on the verge of something really great. I think both institutions they've already started to call a lot more national attention to themselves than in recent decades. And I think under the new director, Yannis Siren at the Albright Knox, I think he's got some great, great ambitions and some solid plans for how to showcase the Albright Knox's collections, not just to Western New Yorkers, but to the world. And I think the Birchfield Penny is more and more becoming a center for really sort of innovative thinking and fun thinking about art sponsorship and art exhibition. I think there are going to be some really cool projects coming out of there in the next year.
I was just at the Birchfield Penny before our interview, as a matter of fact. Ben Perrone, a local artist, has just an amazing installation there. That's going to be coming down very soon. If you haven't seen it, now's your chance to do so. Jeff, thanks again for stopping by. It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure always.